podcast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
All right, a little bit of a delay.
Who's delay?
Welcome to TanCast. You.
Oh. Who?
No
Me.
One.
What's the matter?
Who are you talking to?
What's the matter with you? Welcome to TanCast.
What the fuck, Andy? Who are you talking to?
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Like, you
I
just
said
stopped.
There was a delay, Noah said who, I said you, and then all of a sudden you said who. So now I'm not sure who has a delay.
Oh. It might be Andy. Okay, so I heard you say welcome to TanCast, and then you said you. Like, that's the order it came to me. So
I
was like,
said,
who?
You're an idiot.
Fuck you.
No, he's not an idiot. Andy's a great person.
Yes. Yes.
Great people can still be idiots.
Yeah, but Andy's not one of them.
Yes. And I'm the 25th worst out of 26 contestants in the karaoke contest in Maui. I think that makes me pretty damn great.
Wait. There were 25 contestants, you were 26th?
No, there were 26th. I was 26 contestants, I was the 25th worst.
Ah. Wait, so you were dead last? No.
Other direction. I thought I told you I got second place.
No.
Oh.
No. Anyway, hang on a second. Let's do this again. Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TanCast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb. I'm a stand-up comedian. My job is to make people laugh. But you know who makes me laugh? My two old roommates, Andy and Noah. We used to live together in a tan house, so now we get together every week and do this TanCast. This week we talk about Andy's trip to Hawaii. Noah talks about riding a bike and keeping fit. And I talk about some comedy shows and a trip to Las Vegas. And when you hear this sound,
shake, rally, roll.
That means there's a link to whatever we're talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
TanCast.
Hey, welcome to TanCast.
Welcome to TanCast.
Hey, TanCast, we're here.
Usually we stumble to a start. Stop. Starp. Fuck me.
TanCast, back again. Blah, 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 blah.
So, Indiana Jones.
After 2 weeks off, we still suck.
My brain is still on Hawaii time.
No, we didn't practice or anything.
I'm Tim, the T, and we still suck.
I'm Andy, the A, and always sucking.
I'm Noah, the N, and motherfucking awesome.
There is an N in there. Okay, yeah. I'll accept it.
So, let's hear about Hawaii, since we didn't really talk about it in the last episode. What happened in Hawaii, baby?
Aloha, 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 ike ona ona no ikali.
Hawaii is lovely. Getting to Hawaii sucked ass. Did I talk about that? I think I told you guys about it.
Are you saying hours of air travel with the toddler is not fun?
No, actually, the air travel was pretty okay, because Drew's addiction to Lego Star Wars continues on aircraft.
Oh, well.
It was beautiful.
What do you play
Caitlin,
on?
The old iPad, the iPad 2.
Got it.
So Caitlin had downloaded a shit ton of like movies and whatever onto her iPad, figuring, yeah, you know, we'll be able to kill, you know, multiple hours. We'll be able to watch whatever the hell we want. She's like, hey, you want to watch a movie? He's like, can't, Star Wars. Like 3 hours later. So, you want to watch a movie? Nope, Star Wars. Okay.
This was Drew?
Yeah. Chip off the old block. Old obsessive gamer block. The work week coming up on when we were going to leave, like, fucking nothing was going right. And I left with a bunch of stuff not completed. I was still working, like, when we were in San Jose and then when we were in Hawaii, trying to get some shit delivered that needed to be delivered. And, like, even down to, like, the last hour that I was at work, it was, like, people lobbing grenades, like, just blowing shit up. Like, oh, well, I've only been working on that all week, so I'm glad you changed your mind on what you needed right before I leave. Thank you. Then the commute sucked on the way home. Then, like, there was drama when I got home. One of our air conditioners was on the fritz, and we're like, well, deal with it when we get home. Then one of our cats gets stressed. He's got abandonment issues, and every time we pack, he gets, like, visibly stressed. Well, this time we had the one of the two large suitcases set out, and we had like the clothes all folded and rolled and whatever, and ready to just start loading it into the suitcase. And luckily, we hadn't put anything in the suitcase yet, because he hopped right in the middle of that suitcase and just pissed all in it.
That's
just
what I
all do. Over in it. Like,
you're not going anywhere.
You are not leaving me with this. And we've had some suspicions that he's peed in other open suitcases before, but like we've never caught him. You know, the telltale smell is pretty good indication it was him. But, you know, we do have two cats. There's always a possibility we were blaming the wrong one. Nope, watched it happen. And he knew he was in trouble. So he went deep into one of his hidey holes underneath one of our recliners. So it's like all hollow up inside. I was livid. So I tossed the suitcase into the tub, ran downstairs, figured out where he was, like which hiding hole he was probably in.
And opened the chair so it'd crush him.
Nope, just lifted the recliner right off of him. Like, there is no shelter here. Reached underneath and grabbed him. It was like, you son of a bitch. And he knew he was in trouble, and he was freaked the fuck out because I was loud and angry. And he scratched the shit out of my arm. I don't know if you guys saw like a couple of remaining
scratches. I remember you showing me the scratches. You said something about cats.
Yeah, there were more, like deeper ones up further on my arm. They just healed faster. So I was on adrenaline and lack of sleep and stress, so I like really didn't notice the damage. I just sort of like unhooked him from my skin, grabbed him with the other arm, carried him upstairs and rubbed his face in it and yelled at him. You know, bad kitty. And then I tossed him into the room where we keep the litter box and closed the door. I'm like, if you need to pee, you're going to pee in there, but you are not fucking up any other suitcases. So we did the whole trip with one full-size suitcase and a couple of roll-on suitcases that we had just stuffed to the gills. We had like 35 pounds worth of shit in those little tiny suitcases. Like when I was coming upstairs, my wife looks at me. She's like, because she knew I was pissed. She's like, what did you do to him? And I look down and my shirt just like has this smear of blood like right across the front of it. And it's from my own arm.
I fucking murdered him.
But after I tossed him into the room with the litter box, I turned around to my wife and she's like, you don't look happy. I'm like, I considered punching a cat for a minute there. Like I didn't. But, like, that thought, like, seriously got some consideration. Like, there was some time spent on, do I just hit him? No, he's tiny, I'd kill him. And I love him, I'm just pissed off at him right now.
That's what I do, I just, kill him. Think people I love piss me off, I just punch them.
Kill him.
So then we were late getting out the door because of drama in the morning, and then we hit the road, and there was, like, accident on the fucking freeway on their way to the airport. And Delta's got a policy of, like, if you check your bags in less than an hour before the plane's supposed to take off, you're not getting in. And we walked up to that counter at, like, 1 hour and 3 minutes before scheduled takeoff.
Like, you can't get on the plane?
Like, we'll reschedule you on a different flight. Like, they will not put your bags on the plane, and they will not put you on the plane and your bags on a separate plane.
Is it a security thing?
The you and your bags not flying separately is a security thing. Because, like, you know, what if you snuck a bomb in?
So right,
it's
right,
like,
right.
Oh, yeah. Well, just go ahead and send the bags on a different flight. Boom. Then we raced through. We tried to race through security, but the one security line we were in got backed up for no fucking reason. So we get to our gates like, okay, and we're going to be boarding now. And then find out the flight's been delayed by like half an hour. Then they board half the plane and we're like standing and waiting in fucking in line for fucking ever. And then like they just stop taking people in. And then they announce the plane's been further delayed because San Francisco's still not ready to accept us. I guess they can see 5 hours into the goddamn future. So there's some delay on the other end. No problem in Atlanta, apparently. So we're like the next people about to board, and then they tell us, well, you should just go sit down because we're not going to put any more people on the plane because it's pointless because we don't know how long this is going to take. I'm like, well, first of all, now that sucks for all the rest of the people that were on there. Second of all, how much longer is today going to get without, like, it was like all these things that happened. None of them stopped us from going on vacation. You know, none of them were tragic. They were just all, like, every single one of them was, like, hitting your shin on something. It was like, just bam, fuck, bam, fuck, bam, fuck! And it was cumulative over the course of the day. So we finally get into San Francisco, and we are tired as hell. And then we find out that the hotel is not going to check us in for another 3 hours. So like, well, we'll drive around and see Andy's old business, and we'll get some in and out, and then we'll drive real slow. And then I get a text from my brother that says that he's going to be leaving in about half an hour, like just before the hotel's going to check us in. I'm like, awesome. I can get a shower. I can get like an hour nap. So I text him back and say, hey, that's great. He goes, hey, I don't know why that didn't send earlier. We're 15 minutes away. Okay. Well, I guess we're staying up. So we did get to see my brother and the kids, and that was a lot of fun. Missed seeing a friend of ours because we left the restaurant like 10 minutes before they arrived. We were there for like 2 hours at Rock Bottom, but they didn't get there until late. Most of the rest of the trip went okay. There wasn't super huge delays or stress getting actually to Hawaii. Once we got to Hawaii, though, it was great. Caitlin got a really bad sunburn on one of the days.
Okay, guys, but, like, hang on a second. Let me just pop in real here quick. Yeah. 8 minutes and we just got to Hawaii.
I know. I was just going to say, I'm like, we haven't heard about Hawaii yet. Andy likes to give you every detail. Tim's like, I just want to hear about how Hawaii was. Oh, well, it was terrible getting to Hawaii.
First, battle with my cat.
Do not let Andy show you his vacation pictures. The first 500 are just going to be of his house leaving.
Oh, do you do that? That would be awesome. Here's a suitcase we packed.
Here's
the one that got peed on.
No, but I got a lovely picture of my dick I can send you.
Here's a picture of my dick, just in case somebody asks me about this later.
Here's another angle of the suitcase that got peed on. You can really see the stain from this side.
I threw an Instagram filter on this one.
Here's another picture of my dick, sepia toned.
All right, now.
I find my dick is artsy when it's amber.
Okay, we're finally in Hawaii.
Yes.
This is the Zack Snyder version of this story. Like,
Andy, don't spend 10 minutes about how you got out of the airport.
Like, it's a story about Superman. We're going to spend 20 minutes on Krypton. That is the equivalent of this story.
Well, one of the suitcases my wife had just bought, and she loved it. She was like, it's so pretty, and I love it. And Hawaiian Airlines busted the wheels right off that motherfucker the very first trip we took it on. So she was super-duper pleased about that. But while we were on Maui, we went to the, I think it's called the Maui Aquatic Center. It's like it doesn't hold a candle to Monterey Bay, but it's nice. They got a lot of like local animals and wildlife and whatnot. Big aquarium kind of thing. We went to a luau, and that was nice. And oh my god, do I love Kahlua pork!
Did you get laid?
For a second, I was like, "What? No! Oh, clever! No one's ever said that before."
Yes, by a lovely shirtless man whose abs absolutely put me to shame. Like in the best shape I was in high school. This guy was 1,000 times more gorgeous than I, and he laid me so well.
He was gentle.
It was. I was like, I almost didn't know he was there until it was over. Just the sound of angels singing in my heartbeat in my ears. That was it. We went snorkeling one day, we tried to practice snorkeling with Drew in the pool, and he is still committed to drowning himself any way possible. Like we've given you a tube that goes up above your head. So now, you know, there's like separation between where your breath is coming from and the water. Oh, okay. Well, I'm just going to go ahead and turn this tube into a straw and like try to drink the pool. Okay. Well, that's one way you could go with it.
Seems legit.
Yeah. Yeah. So Drew didn't do a whole lot of snorkeling. He more just sort of like splashed around and got like tossed by the waves. It was kind of fun. Like the waves at it was a fairly sheltered bay. So I was surprised how strong the waves were right at the shore. But yeah, like they just pulled Drew out and then shoved him right back up on the sand. And when we got
there
him
goes your
back,
son, here he goes back.
Yeah. It's like, we're taking him. Ah, psych. You got to keep him. When we got him back to the condo that we were staying in, we rinsed his short, like we shook his shorts out, and then we rinsed his shorts, and then we shook them out more, and then we rinsed them, and then we dried them, and then we shook them more. I think there's still sand in those shorts. I think he must have tried to build... I don't think it was the waves. I think while we weren't watching him, he tried to build a sandcastle around his nuts.
Gotta protect those things.
It's amazing how much of Maui came back with us in those shorts.
Pull a moat.
Yeah.
Your penis is a drawbridge.
That's how I do it. Shit, what else did we do? Oh, we did some sightseeing. We were going to go up on top of the giant volcano, but that was scheduled the day after Caitlin got her really bad sunburn. So she definitely wasn't feeling up to it. And I swam my fat ass all around that bay because my wife wasn't buddy swimming with her dad and just swam off. And then nobody could see her anymore. I was like, oh, I think my wife may have drowned and I'm going to go out and find her right now.
And where was she?
Just swimming around some other portion of the bay, like way out past. There was a bunch of like stand-up paddle boarders that were way out at like the neck of the bay. And she was like kind of out past them, like almost out into the ocean. So I'm swimming all around in the area that's like... Like, the waves are getting pretty high, and I'm, like, trying to, like, paddle up at the top of the waves so, like, I can see as far as possible. And I could not see her fucking anywhere. And then all of a sudden, like, she just comes up over one of the waves. Like, hey, what you doing way out here? I'm like, looking for your dead body. What the fuck are you doing out here? She's like, looking at fish.
I thought you left me.
I'm like, do you not know how to buddy swim? She's like, I was buddy swimming with my dad. I'm like, I'm using your dad's snorkel right now, so clearly you weren't.
Like, where's your dad right now? Yeah. Where is he? Point him out to me.
Yeah. You see him way over there? He's kind of the pink thing on the beach next to the little tiny pink thing that's stuffing his shorts full of fucking sand. Yeah, there's your dad.
She's like, all right, I confess, I was trying to swim back to Georgia the whole long way.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, and we made it so... I kept making it uncomfortable for my in-laws because I kept making cracks about, like, diving into the ocean and looking for my dad. Or, like, just spending time with my dad.
Gee.
Awkward.
Yeah, it wasn't like the entire time that we were there snorkeling. It was like any time the ocean came up, I'd make a crack about it. And Caitlin laughed at every single one, so I kept doing it. I'm like, hey, you know, as long as I got one of you laughing, I'm going to keep up with this. Because that's all I need. Two looks of strong disapproval and one giggle, it's enough.
Story of your life.
Yeah. Oh, and I am a big, fat, white guy who's sort of IT related, so I did stock up on some new Hawaiian shirts.
Excellent.
Got some very nice ones. I'm pleased with the purchases. You guys saw one of them.
You didn't buy that one.
I didn't.
You Everybody said you saw didn't. It. It was well. I'm not sure that many people downloaded the episode last week, but anybody who downloaded last week's mini episode saw it.
Hundreds of people.
You can't even pluralize 100 if it even made it to 100.
Hundreds,
dozen.
dozen
that
of people.
That is safe. Dozen is safe.
We need to get Jimmy Kimmel to promote us.
Why would we do that? And why would he do that after as many times as we've shit right in his mouth on the show?
So, are you talking about
shit in Jimmy Kimmel's mouth? Not Jimmy Fallon.
Oh, you're right. I was getting the wrong Jimmy. All right, Kimmel. Yeah, I'm down for it. Kimmel, promote us.
Fuck Jimmy Fallon. I'll break right in your mouth, Jimmy Fallon.
Tim, are you talking about that pink and green and black monstrosity?
The only one you sent us.
Yeah, what are you talking about? What are you talking about?
No, I wore one to lunch that day, one of my new ones. I did not purchase that thing. That was an extra large women's outfit.
Yes. You said that on last week's episode.
Okay, yeah. I do not own that shirt. I look like a fucking sausage stuffed into that shirt.
Yeah.
And it was fucking
sausage.
Hideous. The other one you got was much more subtle.
Even if you fit into it, it would still be hideous.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it could be a perfect fit. Like, it was built for you. And you're like, no, burn it.
Even if you did a bunch of crunches and got right in there, no.
As I believe I may have said on the mini episode, that shirt said, Hawaii's here, motherfuckers!
Yes, you did say that right in front of your 5-year-old and the entire restaurant, which led to Stephanie's husband, Zach, saying the funny line, can you take that shit to the new spaghetti? Can you take those antics to the new spaghetti factory, please? That'd be a lot.
Zach, the newest member of our extended family. Actually, no, he's not. They made the newest member.
Oh, yeah. Bang, yeah. Bang, bangity bang. It's a bang, bang, bangity bang.
He is so cute. Man, he had a death grip on my goatee. Oh, we're talking about Zach and Steph's baby for anybody who didn't follow that bit.
The baby's like, yes. You go, I go.
Caitlin's looking at me. She's like, doesn't that hurt? I'm like, no, he's got enough of the hairs that it's like, it's distributed. All right, but I'm pretty sure if I let him go, he's just going to hang there.
Don't you let me go.
Never leave me, beardy man.
I was thinking, like, it must be, obviously it's weird to be a child because you don't really understand the world yet, but, like, like you're in your stroller and they have the top up and you're like in one place and then, you know, they pull, you know, roll the stroller around and then like, you know, pull the top back down, then you're in another place. You're like, it's like time traveling. What's going on?
I think babies just think that they're Time Lords. I think they think it's that's their TARDIS.
Yep. Because they've got a stranglehold on that concept, but flying in a plane, that eludes them. I get it. Time travel, bigger on the inside. Yeah. Regenerating doctors, the companions. Yeah, I get all that. Wait! Something, sky, landing,
Did your child freak out when they first went on a plane, either of you?
I was not there for my child's first plane trip.
Drew was pretty okay. Galen was smart and brought bottles for both the beginning and the end.
Of alcohol for the baby?
Yeah. Gotta get some Jim Beam.
Yep.
Drink up, kid. Okay. Side note, I swear, when I was sick, my mom would give me tea with alcohol in it. Like, when I was younger. Like, before I was 21. Like, I would taste it, and I'm like, this tastes weird.
Your mom was just sick of hearing you whine.
I probably, just to knock me out.
It's like, fuck, shut up. Wah, fever.
I'm sick. I'm vomiting. There's blood in my stool. Blah, blah.
Ebola and shit. Whatever.
Mom, I have AIDS. I don't think this tea is going to fix it.
It's got herbs in that. Everyone says that those cure AIDS now.
I don't have AIDS. And I'm sorry for people who do.
Yeah, it sucks. Anyways. Now I'm sad that we lost our uncle.
You lost Uncle Dades?
Yep. Well, see, this is weird. So he'd been in and out of the hospital with, like, bouts of pneumonia and you know, other fun bugs that should not have taken down a guy who was, like, 40-something quite that easily, except for, obviously, the fucking AIDS. But he got out. Like we'd heard, like, he was not doing well, and we were a little worried that, maybe this was the last time he was going to go into the hospital. And we kind of made plans of like, okay, you know, we need to get down there and see him. Then we heard, oh, you know, he's turned the corner. Then we heard that he'd left the hospital. And then it was like a day or two after he left the hospital. And, you know, we thought that the crisis had passed. He had gone in to, like he'd gone home and was still recovering. And he'd gone in to take a bath. And his boyfriend left to do some, just to grab some groceries. Like from just down the block. And while he was gone, my uncle lost consciousness and drowned in the bath.
Oh.
So it wasn't technically AIDS and it wasn't technically pneumonia, except those were, you know,
contributing factors into why he passed out.
Yeah.
That must have sucked for his boyfriend.
Yeah.
I'm going to go out and let him say it wasn't that great for him either.
But I'm just thinking, like, if I just hadn't left, like, you know what I mean? Like, if I hadn't gone to the store right then.
But you know what? He could have been in the other room, and, you know, if there was no splashing or whatever.
This is true.
Not even known. I mean, that's one of those, like, you know.
Welcome to Sadcast.
How do you stop that from happening?
All right, well, so vacations are fun.
Yeah, so fuck cancer, fuck AIDS.
Maybe we've been doing this all wrong. Like, maybe we're trying to make people laugh. Maybe we should make people cry. We'll get, you know, thousands of listeners.
Dead puppies
aren't much fun. They don't come when you call. They don't trust squirrels or balls at all. You know that's a song, right?
Yes, I do. Oh, okay. I'm just laughing. I'm so so grateful you know the song.
Wow, that's a song? I thought Noah was just grasping at lyrical straws. That's someone put that together and went, done, nailed it.
Yep. It's kind of a shitty song, but it's...
Like, none of that rhymed, man. Buddy. Balls at all. Yeah, but everything up until that point. You, man. Dead puppy.
I haven't thought of that song in, like, probably since, like, elementary school.
If I can help it, I'm never going to think of that song again.
Yo, dude, I'm not going to let you, Tim. Every time I see you, I'm going to sing that song.
All right.
Well. Aren't you a pal?
I am. We're best friends, Tim. To the end.
Yeah. Oh, one other thing we did in Hawaii. There's a show called Burn in Love. Shake, rat and roll. Elvis, obviously.
Oh.
And the Elvis impersonator. Oh my God, he sounds like he doesn't sound like a corny Elvis impersonator. He fucking sounds like Elvis. It was an amazing show.
If you're into Elvis.
even if you're not into Elvis, I mean, just like the energy that the guy puts in, and
okay.
like, I mean, Elvis was a good performer, and this guy performs like Elvis did. So I guess, like, if you hate Elvis, you'd probably hate the show. But even if it was like, you know, I don't really listen to a whole lot of Elvis, like, it was a really good live show. So if you're ever in Maui, go try to see Burnin' Love, because you'll probably enjoy it. If you don't, you probably hate things that are lovely and awesome and wonderful and puppies and flowers and Kahlua pork, in which case, just stay the fuck away from Maui, because paradise doesn't need your kind, goddammit.
So what was with this karaoke contest?
So there was, I guess, an annual karaoke contest on July 4th in Lahaina, and my mother-in-law was actually just kind of like flipping through some of the local to-do guides in one of the papers, saw the karaoke contest, and remembered when we were on our cruise we were in Hawaii 6 years ago. Cruise 4 years ago. Remembered when I'd taken her and gone and done karaoke and how much fun that it had been just like to go and watch. I guess I introduced my in-laws to karaoke because I found out like she's gone and done it when she was on another vacation. And like they've gone and like watched it while they were on other cruises. I'm like, oh, I opened a whole new world to you guys. So she sees this thing and I kind of laugh and was like, oh yeah, I'm totally going to enter that. And then, like, later she's like, so are you really going to enter it? Shit, why not? So, yeah, went and entered. I figured, I knew I'd done a better job than a lot of the people that had done it, because it was kind of, hey, it's typical karaoke. There's going to be some people, like, really rocking it, and other people where it's like, no, give it away now.
Give away now.
Give it away now. No, get now. This is the beat.
I was at a karaoke place recently, and I'm like, yeah, I can't stand karaoke. Like, it's great when you get, like, that, you know, once in a while a good singer, but most of the time it's just like, oh, you're singing this song so shitty, I don't want to be here.
Helps to be drunk.
It does. It really does.
Did you guys get drunk then?
No, but when I played Vegas, I don't know, a couple years ago, it was before Michael's born, me and another comedian named Richard Kiss, we went to karaoke, and I was fucking hammered. Because I hadn't been using my free drinks at the place where I was playing, doing comedy. They're like, you can get free drinks. I'm not really a big drinker. And then I was like, you know what? Today I'm going to get a drink. I'm like, can I have a screwdriver? And the guy gives me orange juice, vodka. I was like, great. Oh. And I threw him a tip because I love orange juice. And then I went back for another one. I'm like, that. And he's like, that's the guy who tips. Orange juice.
Vodka! Like, oh, and you drank it anyways?
Yep. And then I had one of those big, you know, gigantic daiquiri things that people are walking around with. Oh, and I think yes. I got a refill on that. And by that time, we were at karaoke, I was happy.
You're like, I think you break me down, man.
Tim's like, everything is awesome. Someone's like, Tim, that song hasn't been written yet. He's like, fuck you, I can see everything.
I did Michael Jackson, and I did okay until I tried to do the spin around thing, and I almost ate it and took the entire karaoke thing with me. I was like, whoa, 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 whoa. Anyway, but yeah, I don't even remember the rest of the singers. That's how drunk I was.
Tim, the rest of the singers were all you. Nobody else could get up on that stage. Like, get the fuck off. I own this now. Whip out your dick, pee all over it. See? We're dead.
Viva Las Babas.
I'm taking over this town one karaoke stage at a time, goddammit.
Some girl had spilled something on her boobs. I let her know. I'm like, I just want to let you know. You spilled something all over your boobs.
I'll help like that when I'm drunk.
Yep.
Can you wipe that off? Because it's interrupting the boob view.
No, it was on the shirt part.
Oh.
But I was like, I know you didn't particularly want me to see, but I'm just letting you know. She's like, and her friend's like, well, she has him hanging out. Clearly she wants to see. I'm like, she wants somebody to see. I'm pretty sure it's not me.
Even drunk Tim knows where it's at. Speaking of boobs hanging out, Hawaii has a lot of them. What?
Hooray.
You don't say.
Surprisingly, a place with copious sunshine and full of vacationers, without jobs to get to, and water and beach and pools and whatnot. Lots and lots of bikinis. That's the good news. The bad news is that they were all shapes, sizes, and ages. So sometimes my brain would be like, hey, it's a bikini. Hey, they're 80.
Yeah.
Those boobs are 80.
Hey, boobs is boobs is boobs.
You know what? I can't.
By Tim.
I can't find the flaw in that logic.
Hey, y'all. Boobs is boobs is boobs. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they're just 80. Don't be afraidy.
Why you gotta hate him?
Damn it.
No, don't be afraid, he's good. I just actually found a decent tag.
Well, I was trying to find a better one. Like, I was silent for what I felt like was a good long time before I came up with that, while I was like,
what rhymes with 80? How can you rhyme 80? How about a Freddy?
That's not even a word. Fuck it. All right. Okay, brain, I'm going with you on this one.
All right.
That's your inside voice?
Yep.
Hey, Tim.
Yes, brain?
Just want to talk to you for a second.
Boop-a-doop-boop.
Maybe you won't.
I react the idea that my brain is Dean Martin.
Hey. Boo-boo-boo. Hey, your brain arena is going to tell you what to do.
Dean Martin was always drunk.
Oh, we got it.
Okay. For the kids.
That was a good chuckle. Yes. Yeah, I think that basically summarizes why. Paradise.
Karaoke and boobs.
Karaoke, boobs.
And snorkeling wife.
Yes, and dead wife corpse floating out on the ocean somewhere.
Not really, though.
No. No, just in my head. Yeah, it was like I was okay when I was like, huh, I don't see her anywhere. I should go, somebody should check on her, because she's clearly not buddy swimming. And like, the more time I wasn't finding her, the more time I was like, shit, I should get ready to plan the rest of my life without her. Oh, fuck, this sucks. Like, it, calm down, dude. It's been like 3 minutes. Why don't you go look at the other end of the bay? Oh, so I swam over there. And I did discover the next day that swimming, you know, especially treading a lot of water for like a long-ass time, uses a lot of muscles that fat guys don't use walking to the fridge.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I'm sore in areas that I forgot I had.
On our way to go see you at Double D's,
uh-huh.
My son announced from the back seat in the middle of the freeway, I have to go to the bathroom, and it happened to be on a part of the freeway that there was no place to pull off that was convenient. And so the place we pulled off was Foothill College. In case you're unaware of this college, it's built on goddamn foothills. And so the parking lot is down, and the rest of the college is up many flights of stairs, which I carried my son, which is not that bad, except my son is not light anymore. I went, side tangent, when Stephanie handed me her baby, I was like, oh, fuck, you're light. I could carry two or three of you. But anyway,
I thought, I could throw you into the air and you might not come down.
So like, I had to carry my son it was a lot of stairs. I can't remember how many flights there were, but there was a lot. More than at Universal Studios Hollywood. Like, that's how many stairs. That's what I'm talking about.
That is a shitload of stairs too.
For the seven people who remember, who have been to Universal Studios and listen to this, hearty laugh was just had. Anyway, so I get back in the car later and I was like, oh man, my thighs are burning. And Noah laughed at me.
You are out of shape, my friend.
Yeah, the part you didn't know is 3 days later, thighs are still kind of hurting.
Yeah, I thought, like, all good now. You're like, nope, they're still hurting.
Every time I go up the stairs at work, I'm like, oh, and not like, ah! Just like, oop, there they are. Feel those thighs, remember that, and they are not happy.
When I first started, like, working out, like, you know, the first thing I did, I just went, like, on I think it was like a 3 mile walk or something. It wasn't very far, right? At the end of my walk, I was limping because my foot was so much in pain because it's out of shape. Like, my foot's like, we don't fucking do this much walking. I was like, this is fucking sad.
One time I was in Vegas and I thought, I was staying at the Stardust, which is no longer there, but it's almost all the way down by the stratosphere. And I decided I would walk to the Luxor, which is nowhere near that. To the entire other end of the strip, almost. And I was like, ah, it's just Vegas. It's not that long. And, like, I think my knee and my ankles were dead by the end of that walk. It was the same night I met Michael Jackson, huh. Which is random.
I could dance like you. I could dance like you if I hadn't fucking walked across the strip.
Did you meet him because of that walk, Tim?
Well, yeah, when I walked past, was it Caesar's Palace I met him in? I think so. And I popped in, and I was just walking through the casino. I think I was trying to cut through the casino, and I hear a bunch of people like, hey, oh, I shouldn't point out, it was Halloween. And I hear a bunch of people go, hey, Michael Jackson. I was like, oh, somebody's dressed up as Michael Jackson. Until everybody just leaves their shit. Like, they were in the middle of pulling the little one-armed bandit, and they're just like, fuck it. And they all just start coming, running towards where I'm standing. I'm like, they don't think it's me, do they? And then I turn around, and like this impromptu like wedding receiving line, just like just everybody just lines up on this little walkway, and so he just starts shaking everybody's hand and he's walking down. I was like, holy shit, that's the real Michael Jackson.
Is that a highlight of your life, Tim?
I don't know about all that, but yeah, it was pretty cool.
I mean, you know, you like him a lot. You got to actually see him in person.
Yeah, but I don't know, you know.
I didn't say the highlight, just a highlight.
Okay, then yes.
Okay. All right. I'm sure having a kid is up there, getting married.
Well, I mean, that was nice.
First like time someone thing. Else touched your penis?
Oh, those are highlights.
Those are.
It would be in your highlight reel of your life.
It's something unpredictable. And then that's the music that's playing over the top of it while it plays in some sepia tones.
Yep.
With that artificial scratchiness added like it's a 8mm camera.
I don't know why, but it kind of annoys me that people use regular like rotary phone tones on their phone. I'm like, what is this? we're getting away from these things.
You know, where the phone's just ring. Like, what the fuck is that?
It's just so jarring to hear these days. I don't know why.
There's no bell in there. It wouldn't fit.
All right, well.
How the fuck will everyone week?
How the fuck was everyone's week? Was it good times or was it bleak? We'll find out on our very next segment. How's your motherfucking week?
Didn't we already? Isn't that what we've been doing this entire time?
Well, yeah, you know, we did
mostly focus on Andy's week.
Oh, well, yeah, how was Noah's week?
I didn't do much.
Oh. Well, I'll tell you what you did do, Noah, and you didn't even know about this.
What I do?
You got a lot of compliments on how nice your ass was looking in those jeans at Double D's. I think my wife fell a little in love with your butt that night.
Your wife said this?
I said something to her. I was like, man, like I knew Noah was getting in good shape, but like when I hugged him, I was like, holy shit, Noah is not squishy anywhere.
I was squishy in my belly.
Not really.
Oh, it's there. Trust me, son.
Yeah, sure. Fine.
I mean, you know, there's definitely different levels.
Yes. Yeah, so you may have, like, some thick skin or something over your belly, yeah. Or you may not have, like, perfectly defined abs or whatever. But when I hugged you, I was like, holy shit, his shoulders are, like, amazing. And I said something about my wife. She's like, I know. And, like, the jeans, like his butt didn't look like that when we were I was like, how much were you looking at his butt when you were
Every time I could.
Well, it's there. It's true.
That is back when I was driving more. I mean, it's so funny that, like, you know, when I finally got my license, I got my license. You know, this is great. I can drive around. And then it's like, you know, I drove and it's great. And then you get fat. Well, at least I did. You know, not everyone does. And then I'm like, oh, fuck. Driving's making me fat. And then I lost my car. And I'm like, oh, it's great to get back on my bike again. And what's interesting is, like, you know, the reason, probably the biggest reason I got my bike, my license back then is, like, I want to date girls. And, like, they are not impressed when you just have a bike.
But now you're in San Francisco, and they totally are.
Yeah, it's like, oh, now, like, people are like, oh, you ride a bike? Great. Yep, I ride a bike, too.
Now let me ride your cock.
Baby, I'm so goddamn
ready. Did it have a little bell on it?
Own a car. Ling, ling, ling.
Watch out. Noah's cock coming through. Noah's cock is so big it has a bell on it.
Somewhere.
And those little bike horns.
No, Noah's cock is so
in
big there's
gears.
A bell. Fuck it.
One more time, Andy. You got it.
I was going to say, Noah's cock is so big, there's a bill on it, but no one's found it yet.
Or, for our UK listeners, it's the bell end.
I love that euphemism.
What? I don't know this.
It's the helmet.
Yeah, the bell end, or bell end, is an insult.
Got it. All right.
Yeah, you call somebody a bell and you tell them they're a cock tip.
Noah's cock is so big, he gets to store it on those hooks in the light rail. Damn it.
almost. Noah's cock so big, it's tandem.
Noah's cock is so big, he can't bring it in the bus. He has to strap it in the front.
I still like it's tandem better.
Great!
It was good, Tim, but...
I mean, go fuck yourself. How about that?
Okay. I'll work on that. I'll take that as an action item.
Put on your to-do list.
Yes. So, how the fuck was Tim's week?
You'd had great. A comedy show.
Oh, yeah. The Saturday show was fucking amazing. I got it. I, like, if you listened to last week's episode, I put some of the comedy on there, I got an applause break for me talking about my merch at the end. I'm like, that's a good show.
Yeah.
Like, I got some CDs that you can buy. Whoa! Yeah!
CDs.
You mean we can get more of this? Fuck yes!
However, that turned out to be somewhat disingenuous, as nobody paid for the CD. So I haven't gotten one single announcement that somebody paid for the CD since then. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm going to be a millionaire after tonight's show. People are going to be throwing money at me like I'm guy who people throw money at.
You have name your own price, right?
Pay what
exactly.
You will.
And people have named that price nothing.
So does it tell you when someone downloads it but just doesn't pay?
No, I could probably look from the, you know, because it's, I'm sure there's a way I could find out, but no, it only tells me when someone pays for it.
Gotcha.
I hate getting emails from PayPal that have nothing to do with it, because I'm like, an email from PayPal? Hey, have you thought about this 10% off coupon you could use at some store? No, I've not thought about it. I've never want to think about it, and I don't want to think about you. Don't email me unless you're like, hey, Tim, you got money. keep it to your fucking self, PayPal.
I have a strong dislike for PayPal, because like, I hate websites that make you log in. Like, use your PayPal account. I'm like, I don't fucking want to use my PayPal account. I don't want to involve another account that pulls my money. I have this card that does exactly what I want it to do. I don't want it to like, accept some other account that also pulls from that same card just to pay for shit.
Yep.
It's not very often I come across that, but every once in a while I'll come across a site that's like, we only take PayPal. It's like, all right.
I'm pretty sure the my CD you can play for with a card. I could be wrong.
Well,
but it just goes to PayPal through me.
But every once in a while, I'll come across a website that, like, it says you can just pay with a credit card, but then when I try, it's like, oh, that email address is already used, and it wants me to log into PayPal. I'm like, all right, fuck you, PayPal.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
no, you have to use PayPal. Well, shit, no wonder no one's downloading my CD.
Like, I'll just pay zero.
Oh, what a tiny little thing at the bottom. Have a PayPal account? Use your credit card or bank account where available. Like way at the bottom.
Yeah, they do that.
Huge, huge letters.
Log into PayPal.
I'm just gonna log on to PayPal. I've been eating a lot of pork. That log's gonna be enormous. Speaking of which, I don't know what it was about the Hawaiian cuisine. I think I texted you guys about this. I'm pretty sure there's glue in there because those are some of the stickiest shits I have ever taken.
Great.
And he likes to test the consistency of his shits. Well, that one's very sticky. That one's a little dry.
He takes a little scoop out, puts in a little beaker, and hoods it over the Bunsen burner. He gets on his lab coat, goggles, clipboard. It's like,
No, Tim. He just throws it at the wall.
And then times it.
No, I throw a carefully measured amount of it against the wall, and then time how long it takes to reach certain pre-demarcated lines going down the wall. It's a standard viscosity test, sir.
Like those little squid things you used to get.
I was trying to think. Didn't one of them have a commercial? And I was trying to think of the jingle for it, but I can't.
I used to love those and the little sticky hands. Like you could grab stuff off the table. Like, I'm going to grab that paper. Bah!
Oh, yeah. Those always worked really well.
Well, they would work good for like a second, and then they would get dirty and just like, bloop.
Then they look like chronic masturbators because they are just hairy, hairy, hairy.
Everything would stick to them.
Yeah, you just whip them around in the air. Lint.
All right, well, no one needs to get out of here soon, and I want to get his file before he does, so we should probably wrap it up with our talk of the wacky wall crawlers.
All right.
All right. I love you guys. I don't know if I tell you that enough.
I like you as a friend.
I love you guys.
Tim, come on.
I love
come
you
on.
Guys like brothers.
Come on, buddy.
I love you guys like Eskimo brothers.
We've seen each other's penises. Yeah. Come on, buddy.
Okay.
We have.
I've seen lots of penises. I don't love every guy whose penis I see.
Yeah,
Sometimes I'm just down to fuck.
But we shared.
Noah was too busy talking over that. Andy got that joke.
I heard it.
I would totally stand in a triangle with you guys and touch dick tips.
For that, for our superhero alter egos, that should be how we change costume.
All right, let's touch dick tips. We're in a restaurant. We gotta change now.
Okay, what will we all transform into? What would be our forms?
Oh, I don't remember. It was already in the thing. That episode that Grace wrote, where we all had superpowers.
Oh, that one. Sorry, I thought we were coming up with new like Wonder Twin powers.
No. Okay. And clearly, Noah would be the hypotenuse.
Yes.
Is that the longest part of the triangle?
So yes.
It can be.
So Tim, I'd stand sort of next to you. Noah would stand a couple of blocks off.
Now, what if the triangle has even sides? Is there still a hypotenuse?
No, there's only a hypotenuse on a right triangle.
Got it. You guys are smart.
There'd be nothing right about this triangle.
Yeah. Maybe it's so much.
All right. You're
Noah's
doing
cock's
it.
So big, he's the head, arms, legs, and body. Anyways, like Voltron, I will form the head.
I was gonna say, are you forming Voltron out of your dick?
I am.
Are we from a triangle?
No!
Dude, I mean, unless your dick has, like, appendages of its own, if you're forming all those things, you're tying that thing up like a clown's balloon, and I don't think that sounds great. A poodle!
Oh, look, it's a big dick.
I was still referring to Noah's dick as his meat poodle.
I like to put on a leash and take it for walks. Boy, does it like to mark things.
No, it's because Noah likes to shave crazy shapes into the hair. All right, Tim, how are we doing it?
You're doing it like someone who can't think of a way to use his catchphrase at the end of an episode.
All right.
Remember, never trust Andy to tell you about his vacation within 10 minutes.
Damn it!
He won't be out of the house yet.
This week, I hate losing a fight to a 12-pound cat.
Tancast. Thanks for listening to this waste of the internet known as the Tancast Podcast. We're now back on iTunes, so you can go and subscribe to us and leave us a comment. You can go to Tancast.com for links to our store, Facebook, and Twitter. You can also email us at yourmom@Tancast.com. Thanks, as always, to DJ Technoid for making the official Tancast theme. All right, I think we've wasted enough of your time this week. Come back to Tancast soon, and next time, bring a friend.
Tancast. Jesus Christ, that's big for a cat, isn't it?
He's pretty big. Our other cat's bigger. Actually, he's probably about 11.
Oh, okay, well, the extra pound is what was like, you know, come on now.
Well, he's long, but he's thin.
He's long, and he's strong, and he's down to get the friction on?
Yes, actually.
Ladies.
He does
ladies.
Like to be
ladies.
Scratched.
You want to roll his Mercedes? Turn around. Stick it out. Even white pussy got a shout. Pussy got back.
Oh, no, he's brown.
Did you see that video of him doing it with, like, a symphony?
Shake, rally, roll.
Orchestra?
No, I did not.
It's great. It's like so many white women in nice dresses get up on the stage just to shake their rump. It's wonderful. You should look it up. Baby back. Baby got back with the orchestra.
Oh, I'm looking that shit up. Control S.
All right. Well, as long as you're looking that up, I'll send you also a link to Jimmy Kimmel did another one of his mean tweets at some point. And it ended with Sofia Vergara reading a mean tweet about how the person hates how it sounds when she talks because it sounds like she always has a dick in her mouth. And she looks into the camera and says, "What's wrong, or what's the problem with me having a dick in my mouth?" And I saved that video straight into the spank bank. It's like 7 seconds, and that's probably all I'm going to need.
By the way, exactly 100 people downloaded our last episode.
Woohoo!
We just crested the 100 mark. Although one of them was me at work, so technically 99.
We got 99 listeners.
I got 99 downloads.
And the general public ain't one. Hit me!
Don't quite ain't one.